there a level of frustration at all with either your game or the team overall at this point?
I think everybody's frustrated to a certain extent, you know, just knowing how much work and repetition you have to put in at this level and at this game to even come close to executing. It's tough. It's tough not to get what you work hard for, you know, every day, day after day after day. I mean, yeah, that's frustrating, I think, to say the least, for sure.
Hugh Jackson said that about 60% of the time, and maybe even more than that, you're getting extra attention from opposing defenses and that. I mean, is that something you feel out there when you're out running your routes and, you know, trying to give Kiser a window to throw to you? Are you feeling that extra attention and pressure?
I haven't felt that pressure. I think I've seen the safety roll my way several times, but it seems like a normal look. I haven't felt the vice or a triangle-type defense to double-team me in any type of way. And I think opposing defenses might know that we do have other weapons in the backfield and on the other side of the field, and tight end, other fast guys that stretch and open it up, that I'm not sure that they could do that to just me. But I definitely try to take advantage of whatever situation I'm in to try to help Deshaun see something, you know, as quick as possible, or, you know, just go all out to try to make sure I could get something done, make something happen.
Josh, do you feel fully back in the routine here, week to week, day to day, what you're being asked to do, what you need to do, things like that, now that it's been 4 weeks or so?
I definitely do. I feel like I'm in full midst of the season, you know, been acclimated, got used to just everything. I feel like, you know, this is very familiar to me. You know, like I haven't been anywhere. That's what it feels like to a certain extent, but it feels good though.
So for the time you've been here, just practicing to now that you're playing, if you could pinpoint one reason why this team doesn't have a win, what would it be?
Just miscues and execution, lack of execution on pivotal plays and pivotal moments of the game late in the fourth quarter, second half. You know, I think that's what it's come down to. A lot of games I watched before I came back, just seeing us have a great first half, even a few that I've been back playing. Real good, sometimes a great first half, competitive first half, and the second half things start to taper off. So it's really just keeping that momentum, keeping that energy level and that foot on the gas throughout the entire game and being able to prepare like that, to expect that throughout an entire four quarters and possibly an overtime, which we've been in. So it's just really seeing it all the way through, and getting the follow through is something we have to keep getting our mindsets ready for.
Josh, do you think the opportunities have been there for you to have kind of breakout game or kind of accustomed to seeing you have?
I believe the opportunity is always there. It's just a matter of certain looks, certain reads, whatever the defense may give us, anything like that, or something that I've done wrong or something like that. Just a lot of things have to go right, you know, for something to really just pop off like that and have and me have the opportunity to do something like that. But I'm always looking for a chance to try to change the game, you know. To be a game breaker, I feel like that's my role, that's what I'm here for, and I take that on, I take that position, I take that with pride and a sense of urgency, you know, and I think that's the mindset that I need to have every time. So it is, like we said earlier, frustrating when you don't get that done, but it's just more work that you know that there needs to be done in order to get that. So.
Still hopeful that it'll happen over the last two games?
I'm hoping for a win more than anything, you know. That's my first and main, really only priority right now is a W. I mean, I could care less about the individual thing at this point, because honestly, like, one favors the other, you know. When one happens, another one happens, you know. So, and if it's not my personal or individual victory, it's somebody else's, and that's awesome for me. I'm such a team guy. I feel like these guys are my brothers, and I'm happy to see each and every one of them do well, knowing the circumstances that we're in and just struggling and facing this adversity, and for guys to keep fighting back and to finally get some success. I'm happy and proud for everybody to do it, as well as myself, given opportunity.
There's a lot of excitement about you coming back. And with that, there was also, you know, a lot of expectations. You were just going to come back and, you know, pick up right where you left off, 100-yard receiving games, those type of things. Do you think that the expectation in the bar was maybe set unrealistically high?
I don't believe the bar was set high at all. I don't think many people expected me to come back and play, period, let alone perform, you know. So I feel like I'm right on track of where I was supposed to be. I didn't hear anybody voice an opinion of expecting me to have anything crazy. Most people counted me out. So as far as I remember from what I read and what, you know, I see you guys say most of the time, it isn't that. So, I mean, you know, bar didn't seem to be set too high, but I'm just glad to have the opportunity to be out there and make the most of it. My own expectations, I do not believe I hit my expectation yet. But the goals I set myself to and the standard I set myself to is extremely high, and that's to be great. And the amount of work that needs to be put into that is takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of time. And unfortunately, the amount of time that I have, I'm not making that as an excuse for myself. But I do have to, like, do everything in my power to try to get a win. Right now, my main goal is win. More than anything, like 200, 150 yard game, whatever. We're a very young team, very inexperienced. You know, myself just being out of it for a while, we need to figure out how to win, learn how to win first, and then the individual stuff can come later, I think.
Do you think those things are going to need to be connected? In other words, does this young team need that?
I think I play a very integral part of that, you know. I need to lead by example and make sure I can make those big plays and help lift the offense and lift the defense and show us that we're capable of doing these big things. When your number's called, it's your time to go. I have to do that by leading by example when my number's called. I feel as though, unfortunately, we've missed a lot of my opportunities for me stretching the field downfield, so I have to keep coming back week after week, making sure that when that time comes and that big play in the game, it's possibly a game winner in the second half, that I complete that pass and I can change the game. So I'm preparing every day for that moment.
When you see Kenny Britt join the Patriots earlier in the year, Joe Hayden joined the Steelers, are you at the point at all of wanting that further in your career?
I'm happy for both of those guys, you know, just knowing their careers and their journeys, you know, getting an opportunity to, you know, spread their wings, so to speak, you know, get a different look, a different perspective. I know Joe was heartbroken having to leave here. Joe's one of those guys, like, that was bought in 100% here. And a lot of us take on this, the job of being here as a challenge and something that we don't shy away from. It's not like seen as something that's holding us back. It's something as a competitor you want to do. You want to come to Cleveland to change the dynamic, to be one of the people responsible for bringing a winning, you know, season, a winning organization to this city.
So you still have that feeling?
Most definitely. Just the fact that we're where we're at doesn't make up our identity as a team, doesn't make up or define my character or who I am of being a loser or less than anything like that. That means we have to work hard, and when we do get over that hill, it's going to be great. And so it just depends on what perspective you're looking at. For them, it was a business decision made upstairs, and they had to leave. But happy for them that they have their success and their winning and get that opportunity this late in their careers at this point, you know, to have a chance to go to the playoffs and do something else. But
you could ask for a trade after the season if you want to play elsewhere. Is that in your mind at all?
I mean, you can ask for a trade whenever you want to, really. But no, that's not really on my mind, man. I'm just glad to be back, you know. Honestly. Yeah.
Have you had a meeting with the new GM about your past, present, and future?
I have not. I met him in passing here and there, right here at the locker room, and talked a little bit, joked around. He's a great guy, a real football-minded guy. He's passionate about it. He knows football more than anything, which I love. He's at every practice. I know he watches film and he studies us and gives us a lot of advice, and he's real black and white about it, what we can get better on and competing and keeping us in check. But I haven't had to sit down in the office, so to speak. You know, timing wise, I think I'll get that done towards the end of the season. I'm sure I'll holler at him and talk to him, see what's going on.
When you watch film with Deshaun, you review the couple games you guys have had together, what are you telling him as far as this is where you can take advantage of my skills better, this is where you can get me the ball more? You having those conversations?
About me getting the ball more, no, that's tough. From a quarterback perspective, I know that's a load to carry. He's got to see. He's got to know a lot and everything that's going on in the field, offensive and defensive-wise, and there's other players on the team that's got to get their look, too. If it's a play designed to someone else, I'll give a more of a tip as to how to hit Corey or the tight end possibly in a scenario more so than myself. They're designed plays for me. I know what to do for me, and I know the coach draws it up that way. Like, this is for Josh. We've practiced that. But I feel as though if there's something that there's room to get better, maybe for someone else, I definitely hint on it. But I know he's doing everything he could do back there. They're talking to him as much as possible, you know, to try to get him on track, get myself on track so that we link up in the game at the right point in time. So, I mean, he's got a lot going on. He's handling well. He's taking his stride.
What do you see from the Bears cornerbacks, and what kind of challenges might they present for you this weekend?
It's a great defense, you know, great team, great coach over there. I'm sure they got film on us. We got film on them. It's really just about who's attacked this week of preparation better, honestly. We're vulnerable in spots. They're vulnerable in spots. We just have to execute more than them at this point.